Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to One Good Question Friday's episode of 50% Facts, where we answer your question from Discord. If you want to get involved in the conversation, go to goodcompanydiscord.com. Join the Discord. You get exclusives on clothing, first dibs on all our launches, and a like-minded community. And it is where we gather all these questions from you all. Now, this one's a little bit broad, but I'm sure... maybe not. What fitness stigma does society need to get over?
Fitness stigma.
Some of it's hard because we're so niched out. Like, we're so deep into this. I don't even know what society always thinks on fitness.
I'm not sure I do either. This is our friend and member Miles asking this question. I think that one of the ones I see all the time, people saying that people need to get over, is that if women lift weights, they'll be bulky.
Yeah, that's probably still fairly common in the world, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I would say...
And women who are jacked, like, some women get jacked without steroids or anything like that because they just have a propensity to put on muscle. But what's wrong with that?
Yeah. So much is genetic.
Yeah.
I would say, this is for the world and for fitness, is what effort or hard work looks like.
Yeah.
Because we answered another question another day about like the built different guy or the motivational guy. I think that kind of portrays that you have to go 100 miles per hour to get any type of physique.
Yeah.
And the truth is it's literally just about consistency over time. 3 workouts a week, and I know this is what every like baby trainer on the internet says, but it's so true. If you go 3 workouts, hour and a half, hour a week, lock in your protein, and like get after it, but like 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10 effort on those workouts, you'll see insane results. Now, part of the issue is people don't know what 10 out of 10 effort looks like, so to get to 7 out of 10, often people maybe don't push as hard as they need in the gym.
Yeah.
But if you can get to a 7 or 8 out of 10, 3-4 days a week, a little bit more protein, a little bit more walking, in a year you will. Like, and I, again, sounds so corny and cliche, but you'll literally be a different human. Like, if you double your steps, which for most of you is probably like me, I walk like 3,000-4,000 steps if I'm not trying. If I'm not trying, I ain't moving. If you double that, you double whatever your protein intake is, just get your body weight and protein, and you follow a training program where you're getting after it, but you're not bashing your head through a wall. That's kind of all you need. Where again, the Instagram, and I try not to show it because I do train 5-6 times a week, but a lot of it's just part of my lifestyle at this point. Plus I own a gym, plus et cetera, et cetera. It's just more convenient, but you don't need that. And you definitely don't need to wake up at 4 a.m. and bash your head against a wall and chug raw eggs and like the extreme level of hard work and fitness is more about consistency than it is like one bout of work.
Yeah.
You know? And I get that like the Rocky montages only work because it's extreme and it looks cool. But yeah, lifting isn't cool, right? It's consistency. It's boring. It's bland. diet's not cool. It's consistency. It's boring. It's bland.
Mm-hmm.
Cardio isn't as exciting as you want. It's consistency. It's boring. It's bland. Now, you can mix up your cardio a little bit to have fun, but in terms of training, like, you need the same exercises for a year. For foods, you probably need the same foods for a year. Walking's very boring, but it's so important. So I would probably say that's my number one. Because then same with business. Everyone thinks that you're just like ripping papers all day and fucking throwing up a tornado in your business, but or like your office. But it's mostly just like staying on top of the right things for a long period of time. Answering emails on time. Small progress here. Small projects there. A little bit of creative. A little bit of grass. But it's not... You can only do so much in a day in the gym. You can only do so much in a day in business. So, yeah, it's more about the chug.
Yeah, I think that figuring out how to be consistent is maybe the hardest thing for most people. You know, when it comes down to the boring or whatever. I mean, like, I guess maybe one trick to sticking to it would be that I don't think like going, I work out for my mental health thing is it's not the, I don't think it's the working out that does it. It's that your mind moves on from the thing that you're obsessing about.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a shut off time.
Yeah. But I think that if you're using it that way, it may be easier to stick to the consistency. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's where, you know, we built this gym, and I think community is such a big part of it. Like, a little bit of adherence is built in by having a training partner, right? You're just more likely to not want to let them down for some reason. Like, the world thinks that way. I forgot what the analogy is, but like, people made a bunch of analogies of dogs. Like, you're like, have no issue not giving your dog a chocolate or grape because you know it's bad for him,
right?
But like, you won't do that for yourself or whatever that, and so same idea with the training partner. Like, damn, I don't want to let Johnny down because I know he's expecting me to work out. Rather than like not working out, you're letting yourself down.
Yeah.
But so instead of like trying to change that within yourself, which is like some deep rooted weird human shit, just find the community, right? Just find the answer that's outside of like, no, I need to show up for myself. Like, that's fine. And maybe that works for some people.
Yeah.
But I think you're better off just solving the answer a different way. And that way is finding a community. And so I think that's, in terms of finding consistency. Yeah. Same thing, like diet. Well, I'll just buy 10 pounds of meat and then I feel bad if I don't cook it.
Yeah.
So then I'm going to cook it and eat it. Right. Cause then I'm wasting money and wasting time. So instead of like, the answer isn't always right in front of your face. And so for me, all those answers work. Find a community, find a training partner, rather than show up for myself or whatever the internet preaches. Instead of, care about micronutrients and eat healthy food for yourself. I don't care about that, but I care about my bank account. So I feel bad when I buy a bunch of meat and don't eat it, right? Yeah. Like, you have to find the answers that work for you rather than whatever this internet says. And it is, consistency. That's it. But I don't know the other stigmas.
And I think that... it's a pretty common expression to say getting out of your own way.
Yeah.
And I think that being overly gung-ho about something is getting in your own way.
For sure.
Because you're setting up, standards and expectations.
There's going to be a letdown.
Yeah. That there's some point you're not going to be able to meet. And if you can... If you can hear on the microphones, there's a major lift going on out in the gym right now. I don't know what it is.
That's not over 700 pounds. I'm going to freak out.
Yeah.
They're deadlifting 135, acting like a goddamn circus out there.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point, too, is like, hype and
friends.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know what other stigmas there are other than...
Yeah, maybe you guys can hit us with them. If you go to the Discord, goodcompanydiscord.com, we have one good question tab on the left. The group chat is the main one where you can kind of answer, chat, post, everyone's just talking. But if you go to one good question, only ask questions there. But if you want to tap in right there, maybe tell us some stigmas you think that the world thinks about fitness.
And we'll revisit this.
Yeah, and maybe just tackle a few and give our points, because I really don't know. Like I said, I think we've both just been in this too long to even understand what the outside perspective is on fitness. Probably, the protein chugging grow into a man beard type shit.
Broccoli and chicken and rice for every meal, that kind of, you know.
I don't really know. But tap in with some of those or some of your fitness hot takes or any question, and we will visit them on an upcoming episode. New episodes every Wednesday and Friday. 3sb.co for all your clothing needs. Big birthday sale on the horizon, so stay tuned to that. The only sale we run a year, basically a warehouse sale. So all the deals. And I'm selling, Mike, where you want to find me?
I'm at the Jim McD on all the social media. This show is 50% facts, 4% is a word, and 50 is just numbers. 50% facts is a Spreaker Prime podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. And we'll talk to you next time.